the things which weary the Almighty. John 4:6. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus as a tired man by the well, and it was about the 6th hour. Jesus Christ is God. In his body, he was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. He knew weariness with his journey, but weariness was not a new experience with God. God lists the things which weary him. Think of it. You, my friend, can weary the Almighty. Our sins weary the Almighty. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Isaiah 54:24. Sin is rebellion against God. It is a violation of God's law, either by omitting to obey or else by deliberately disobeying. It is lawlessness. It wearies God. It wearies God's love. It wearies God's grace. It wearies God's compassion. And it wearies God's mercy. O sin, how thou in thy awful vileness dost weary the Almighty. Can it be said of me that I rebelled and vexed the Holy Spirit? But our sacrifices weary the Almighty. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. God hates our formal churches. He detests those who draw near to him with their lips when their hearts are far from him. He loathes our religious ceremonies and ecclesiastical shows. They are an abomination to him. The whole religious rigmarole wearies the God of heaven. It wearies his patience. O sacrifices of mine, offered on the religious altar, so very religiously, thou dost weary Almighty God. Our supplications not only weary God by wearying the Almighty, but our prayers weary the Almighty. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Isaiah 7:13. God wants us to pray, but how terrible it is that our very supplications, when we start to pray, can weary God. They try his justice. They try his purity. They try his truth. How we seek God for things that displease him and which are destructive to our souls. How we seek him not for the right things, but for the wrong things. Oh, supplications, instead of being a means of salvation, thou hast been perverted into a way of damnation. This supplication for Christ, the wicked King Ahaz refused to pray. Isaiah 9:10, 11, and 12. How many times have you refused to pray the prayer that would bring Christ to you? Our speeches weary the Almighty. You have wearied me, your God, with your words, Malachi 2 and 17. Hear and heed the words of Jesus Christ. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account of it in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew chapter 13, verses 36. Alas, alas, my speech has wearied God. I have entered into an argument with the Most High, and in the multitude of my speech I have sinned. Proverbs 10:19. No wonder our speeches have wearied the God of heaven. O speech, thou hast wearied the long-suffering God, and thou hast even approached him in such a way that he has been provoked in thy anger. Our sorrows weary the Almighty. I am weary of thy repenting. Jeremiah 15:6. There is a sorrow that is godly and worketh repentance. The sorrow brings delight to God. There is another sorrow, which is the sorrow of this world and worketh death. 2 Corinthians chapter 7:10. That sorrow wearies God. Pretended contrition over sin. Pretended sorrow over waywardness. Pretended repentance weary God Almighty. Are you in the business of wearying God? Take care lest at the last God gets weary of you. Amen.